Movies are full of them, and often so is the news. That would be medical emergencies while a plane is in flight. But how often do they really happen? Mike Clagg, dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, cites a recent study.
What they found is that about 1 in 604 flights had a medical emergency.
Most of these were people losing consciousness, and very few resulted in death. Even so, Clagg says there are a few measures people can employ to help themselves.
When I took care of patients, I would recommend when they're doing long-distance flying, you have to recognize that it's easy to get dehydrated because of the low partial pressure in the atmosphere there. So when flying safely, it's important to hydrate yourself, that you continue to urinate and you don't get dark concentrated urine, that you wear compression stockings to prevent edema and reduce risk of clots, and take a baby aspirin if you don't have a contraindication to any of those.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.